Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
I had the opportunity to be over in Germany. And I stayed with a guy who was a veterinarian in the Army. And when I got to his house, there was a Mini Cooper sitting in his driveway. So over dinner, I said to him, I said, hey, I know you have a Mini Cooper, like, and the Autobahn's like 4 blocks from here.
Yeah.
So when are we going out?
Yeah.
And his 18-year-old son said, well, I'll take you out after dinner. And I don't know the wisdom of letting an 18-year-old driver take me on the Autobahn, but, mm-hmm. you know, as a man, once you've committed, you just step up and you do it.
Yeah.
So as we're leaving the house, he says to his son, hey, no going over 130 miles an hour. Something I've never said to my sons, but wish I had.
Uh-huh.
And when we got on the Autobahn and we were going 130 miles an hour and two Porsches passed us like we were standing still.
Mm-hmm.
And my first reaction was, I want to be in that Porsche. Like,
yeah.
That's the real ride right over there. And about 10 minutes later, we passed one of those Porsches. But it didn't look like a car anymore. It was this big heap of flaming metal because the guy who was driving the car apparently lost respect for the power that he had.
Mm.
And it's become a picture to me of, as men, we've got this power that God's put in us, and we need to focus it so that we get a lot done in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But it's real easy to get it out of focus. We live in a world that's constantly trying to distract us.
Mm.
And through the entertainment industry and the pornography industry and the whole feed your lust industry that's out there, it's really easy to get this passion distracted. And what should be a powerful life turns out to be this big accident and this flaming heap of potential.
Mm, okay.
And so it's just a good reminder to me that we got to own up to the fact that we're passionate and choose how we're going to apply it in our lives.
Yeah. And that's a big truth, and guys need to recognize that and start living that out, huh?
And I would say that most men I know can't do that alone. They need to have two or three trusted friends in their life,
sure,
who are willing to admit to it.
Yeah.
Because if I say to you, hey, Bill, we're passionate, we got to do something good with this, you'll go, yeah, I got it. If I say that to my wife, she'll go, like, that sounds dangerous.
Right.
See, and as men, we get it.
Yeah.
That we have to harness this and focus it. And so there's actually steps in the book on how do you find those guys that you can trust, because you don't want to just open up to every guy you meet because there's a bunch of knuckleheads out there.
Tell me about it. Men make other men better, don't they?
We absolutely do.
Yeah.
And we know how to banter with each other to bring out the best in one another.
Yeah.
And it sounds to women like we're being mean to each other, but like you said, we know how to bring out the best in each other.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.